See all y'all smiling faces this morning? Amen. Look at your neighbor. Tell them, I'm glad you're here this morning. Amen. What y'all think about the stage? Stage looks pretty good, don't it? I really like it. It looks awesome. I'm not saying Chelsea's the boss, but when she wants something done, we got to do it. And if I wanted her to know that, I will tell her. All right? Oh, I got to turn this on, don't I? It's blinking. Is it supposed to blink? Does it mean it's on? It does blink? Oh, I guess we're good. Just walk, see if it follows me. I don't think it's following me. Is that a camera? Yes, ma'am, it's the camera for Facebook. We finally got it to where it'll track us. Amen. In theory. Turn it off. That one died. It's hot. We'll get it figured out. Hallelujah. Thank God for technology, though. Amen. Amen. I think we're going to go back over a couple Sundays ago. I talked about, what was it? He that believed doesn't make haste, right? And aggressive faith was in that as well. I think we're going to go over a little bit more of that this morning. Amen. We're going to cover some of the stuff that we talked about last couple Sundays ago, and then we'll get into some new stuff. Amen. First, I'll pray. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. And I thank you, Father God, for the anointing that you placed on my life to stand in the office of a pastor. I thank you, Father God, not my will this morning, but your will. Because I don't ever want to come up here and give the people what I have, but I want to give everybody what you would have for them. And not only for them, but also for myself. And I thank you, Father God, that we, each and every one of us, have to believe and receive it by faith. And so I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you, Father God, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths from your word this morning. And I thank you, Father God, we're not just hearers of the word, but we are doers, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that we will hear this word. We will continue to meditate on it and to grow in it. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said?
Amen.
Amen. Turn over to Isaiah 28, please, 16. I know y'all have told me 1,000 times, but do we have the NET? NET? I don't think we do, do we? All right. I'm going to read it to y'all. You can pull it up in the King James first. There you go. Let me get my Bible oriented here. Amen. The King James says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a what?
Precious
cornerstone. A sure what?
Foundation.
A sure foundation." Who is our foundation?
Jesus,
the Word of God. He is the Word, right? Amen. He that believeth shall be what? Shall not what? Shall not make haste. Amen. Shall not have alternate plans. Once they believe, that's it. It's settled. Amen. It's not making alternate plans. It's not trying to figure out, well, if this doesn't work, I should probably do something else. Going a month or so and then going, well, I don't even know if this is going to work. Amen. This is sticking with it, staying true to it. Amen. Just like the Word of God says. The NET says, towards the end where it says, shall not make haste, it says, the one who maintains his faith will not panic.
Amen.
The one who maintains his faith will not panic. I looked the word maintain up, and it means to preserve from failure or decline.
Amen.
Amen. To preserve from failure or decline. To sustain against opposition or danger.
Amen.
To sustain against opposition or danger. A lot of times whenever we pray about something or we speak the command of faith, we settle it. We do. But then opposition comes contrary to what we're actually believing. And that's what's trying to make us second guess what we're believing for. Trying to make us second guess if it's really God's will for us to have this. Because the whole design of Satan is not to give you anything. It's for you to live in sickness, lack, disease, not live in any kind of victory, be depressed for the rest of your life. Amen. Have just all kind of turmoil and just hell break out in your life. But that's not the word. That's not what God wants for each and every one of us. Amen. And so whenever we speak the command of faith or we're standing in faith on something, symptoms might try to come up that say contrary to what you're believing God for. Why? Why? We got to ask ourselves, why? Why? Because it's trying to get me off of what I've already spoke and what I'm believing. It's trying to make me start second guessing God and his character. Amen. God and his character, right? But we ain't going to. Because number one, we around here at Spirit Life Church know what the Word of God says. Amen. Concerning each and every one of our lives. We know what the will of God is concerning healing, victory, depression. We know what the Word of God is concerning our lives in any situation. Why? Because we look at it in the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Turn over to Hebrews 11, please. You can pull it up in the Passion. Hebrews 11, 32, and we'll read through 34. Hebrews 11, 32 in the Passion, it says, "And what more could I say to convince you? For there is not enough time to tell you of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, David, Samuel, and the prophets. Through what? See, once faith is spoken out of your mouth, or because that's how we release faith. Everybody, once we start reading the word and we believe what we're seeing, that's when faith comes, correct? But if I'm not releasing faith out of my mouth, am I even using faith? You can't use faith unless you do what?
Speak it.
Release it. Just like if I had a $100 bill and I went to the gas station, I said, I need $100 worth of gas. And they say, okay, that'll be $100. And I just look at them like, I need $100. Well, I need that. Unless you release that $100 and give it to me, you can't get the gas.
Yeah. Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I also heard a minister say that faith is the currency of heaven.
Yes. Yes.
Just like money is the currency on earth, faith is the currency of heaven. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. I wish we didn't get it recorded. This has got nothing to do with my sermon. Amen. But we didn't get it recorded because something happened with the camera and things. But Wednesday night, man.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. But it's all right. We're adjusting. Thank God for technology. And we're learning how to fix things. Amen. And get them going. Amen. So through faith's power. What? Through what?
Faith's power.
See, we got to release faith with our mouth.
Yes.
Look, we're going to read some examples. I didn't realize we was going this way. Amen. But thank God for helping us. We prayed and asked the Holy Ghost to help us. So that's the way we going. Because if we go how Ricky wants to go, we're just all going to sit here and look sad. Be honest with you. Amen. And I'm just going to get tired of talking. Amen. So through faith's power, we got to release faith. We're going to see through a few scriptures here, like the woman with the issue of blood. She heard. What'd she do? About who? About how Jesus wasn't healing nobody?
No.
About how healing was done away with?
No.
About how healing, it doesn't belong to her?
No.
She also had to hear something about healing belongs to you. Jesus is here and he's healing people.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Right?
Yes, sir.
And so she released out of her what?
Mouth.
What she released out of it? Faith.
Amen.
What did the words of faith sound like? If I touch his clothes, I'll be whole. If I can just but touch his clothes, I'll be what?
Healed.
The same?
No.
I'll be what? Healed and whole.
Yes,
amen. And this has been going on for 12 years in her life.
Yes.
Let's look at it real fast.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Might as well go over there. Mark 5, I believe it is. Yeah, Mark 5, about verse 24. We'll start at 24. I'll read it to you out of the King James. All right? Yes. All right, thank you. And Jesus, everybody there, say amen when you get there.
All right.
And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and what? What does that mean? So when a bunch of people is thronging in a person, what does that look like? Just everybody and their mama is all up against this person. So pretty much, if you fall down, you're probably going to die. Let's be honest. Because it's a crowd. They're wanting to touch Jesus, because obviously they heard something about him as well. And they thronged him. And a certain woman. Hallelujah. I love how it points out that a certain woman. Because how many other people were touching him?
Yes.
Amen.
But this lady touched him with the hand of faith.
Amen.
Because she spoke it out before she even got to the situation.
Yes.
And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood, well, how long? So that means, well, next one. And had suffered. Do I need to do something with this mic? We ought. And suffered. Thank God for technology. Hallelujah. Because if not, I'd have to be yelling. And I don't want to yell.
Amen.
And had suffered many things. Is suffering fun?
No.
What? Is it the pack? Good morning, Spirit Life. Good to see y'all this morning. Amen. Is suffering with sickness and disease for you?
No.
How am I going to find out if it is or not, though?
In the Word.
From what somebody else believes?
No.
From what happened to somebody else's family, and now they kind of think that this is how it's supposed to be?
No.
Where do we get our information from? The Word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And had suffered many things of many, what? And had spent all that she had. And was what?
Amen.
Thank God for doctors.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Thank God for doctors. But there's going to come a point. Amen. We just need to stand in faith about some things. Amen. And had spent all that she had and was nothing, what? But rather grew worse.
Yes.
When she had heard, at this moment, it changed her life.
Yes.
See, we can all, and I wonder who else heard. Obviously, a lot of people, because they're thronging, however you say the word, crowding Jesus. I wonder how many of them heard. Obviously, quite a bit, or they wouldn't be all around him like they're doing.
Yes.
But yet, when she heard, she grabbed on to it.
Yes.
I don't know why sometimes it takes a situation in our life to wake up to the Word of God. It shouldn't, though. It shouldn't. We should believe it as just like the Word says it is.
Yes.
Amen. We shouldn't allow situations to come in and then go, you know what? The Word of God is true. No, once a situation shows up, we should already know. No, that doesn't belong in my house. No, my kids, that's not right. I got the authority over my kids because they're still in my household. So sickness, I command you to leave their body.
Amen.
Amen. So see, once we get it, we just stay with it and run with it.
Yes, sir.
And she heard. Who else has heard, though? Obviously, a lot of people. But she took it. She received it. She said, you know what? I believe everything that I heard. I'm going to get my healing today. Today is going to be the last day that I have to deal with any kind of sickness. Today is going to be the last day that I have to deal with lack. Because why? She spent all of her living. Does she have any more?
No.
It doesn't sound like it, because once you spend it all, it sounds like you're broke. But not just healing. She said, today will be the last day I have to deal with lack. Today will be the last day I have to stay confined to my house.
Amen.
Come on.
came in the press behind and touched his garment.
Yes.
For she released her faith with her words.
Amen.
For she released her faith with her words.
Amen.
For she released her faith with her words and said, if I may touch but his clothes, I might be whole.
I shall be whole.
I shall be whole. So does that mean that she will be?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. She heard about Jesus and she made the decision. I'm going to believe it and I'm going to receive it. That settles it. I'm not going to take the theory of man. I'm not going to take because this person has been sick this long and they're standing in faith. I don't know them. I'm just going to go off of what the Word of God says, not what somebody else says. Well, you know, my uncle had that. He was standing in faith and died. How do you know he was standing in faith? Just because he said what sounded like faith around you? What was he saying at his house by himself?
Yes.
See, it's easy to talk the Christian lingo while I'm around Christians. But when I'm off by myself, a situation comes up. Am I cussing? Am I throwing things? Am I blaming everybody? Or I'm standing up and going, Satan, I command you, take your hands off my stuff. Sickness, I command you to leave my body. See, it makes a difference what we sound like by ourselves, not what we sound like around everybody else.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, she was by herself, and so she said.
Yes.
She was by herself and didn't start crying and go, God's healing everybody else. Why not me? God's helping everybody else. Why don't he come help me? Don't he know I live here?
Amen.
He does, but he needed faith to be released so that the healing would come.
Yes.
He can't release healing whenever I'm talking lack and doubt. Amen. When I'm talking unbelief. Well, I don't think I'll get it this time.
Amen.
Well, we can believe with you.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole.
Amen.
And straightway. And straightway.
Amen.
And straightway. The fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body what?
That she was healed.
She felt in her body that she was healed of what?
That plague.
Of that plague. I wrote something in here. Where did I write that at? You can't let go under pressure.
Amen.
You cannot let go of your faith under pressure.
Amen.
She heard about Jesus and she received it. Does everybody agree?
Yes. Yes.
I do too, because obviously her faith acted.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Okay. So obviously I agree because her faith acted.
Yes.
Amen. I agree because faith got her up out of the bed.
Yes.
Got her out of the house where she could be stoned.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen. And she didn't run down the street yelling unclean, unclean like they were supposed to. Because if she would have, she wouldn't have received her healing. She was speaking faith. If I'll touch his clothes, I'm going to be healed. She's not running down the street going, I'm unclean, I'm unclean, I'm unclean. That's what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Amen. But so she was in, had a little bit of pressure on. Does everybody agree?
Yes.
Because number one, Jairus is there, correct? Isn't he a ruler?
Yes.
Can't she be stoned to death?
Yes.
For coming out around other people?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Amen.
She didn't let go under pressure.
No.
I wonder how that pressure hit whenever she just kicked that front door open. I'm sure Satan was standing on the other side of it going, well, this is it. You're about to die.
Yeah.
The rulers with Jesus, you don't see? Look at that. You're about to be stoned to death if you step out of that house. Just grab the door handle and shut the door. Look, it's okay. Jesus might come by and heal you. You never know.
Yeah. Amen.
No.
See, it sounds almost good.
Yeah.
It almost sounds good. It was, well, Jesus will come by and heal you maybe. You never know.
Yeah. Amen.
But she already stepped out in faith. Why stop and back up now? Why back up from what I said now? I've already released the faith. Why don't I stay with it and just continue with it? I've already released it. Why do I want to back up from it now? Just because up there, now it looks wild and crazy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Didn't realize there's this much here, but it is good. Hallelujah. And straight, oh yeah, don't let go. Don't let go under pressure. My sister, I got younger sisters, Megan, she was pregnant with Kylie, and the doctors told her, your daughter has Down syndrome or something like that. They saw it in the womb. They said, The doctor said that your baby, you know, it's got Down syndrome. You know, I don't know if you want to have the baby. You know, there's other things we can do. And so she called up mom. Amen. She called up mom. She called up somebody that she know will stand in faith with her. She called up somebody that she knows will stand in agreement with her, that won't give her the, well, you know, I mean, if that's what they're saying, what else can you do?
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, if the doctor said, so now I got more faith in a doctor than I do the Word of God.
Yep. Amen.
And so Megan called up mom, and mom said, no, it ain't so. We ain't going to believe for that. And now Kylie is born, and nothing wrong with her except she's wide open all the time. She doesn't have a slow gear. It's either 100 miles an hour or nothing. You can't see nothing.
That's right.
Because nothing happened. Why? Because she got the report. She said, you know, thank you for the report. But she called up mom. Mom said, no, we ain't going to believe that. That doesn't belong to us. This baby's going to run its full course just like it's supposed to. And it's going to be born just like God designed it to be born, according to the Word of God. There's not going to be any defect or anything wrong with them. Amen. And so she said, all right, amen, I agree with it. And not that much longer, baby was born just fine.
That's right.
Just fine. Born just like God designed us. Amen. So the pressure showed up. But how are we reacting at that pressure?
Yes. Amen.
How are we reacting at the pressure? You know, we'll speak the command of faith and Satan's going to show up, throw a roadblock right up in your face. Right when you're going good, you spoke the command of faith and bam. Yep. Then he's trying to get you to start second guessing. Well, is this God's will for me? Am I in faith? Maybe not this time. Well, maybe this is too big. Well, maybe I need more faith. Use the faith you got.
Amen.
Get in the Word. Continue to grow your faith. But use the faith you got.
Amen.
Amen.
And we know Satan is the father of what?
Lies.
And so some people back up off of pressure thinking, well, that's not the will of God. Well, are we sure? Because if I spoke the command of faith, and I know I did, I got into the Word of God. I found out what the will of God is concerning whatever I'm believing for. I spoke the command of faith, and I know I did. This woman spoke the command of faith. She heard about Jesus. She said, today's the last day I'm dealing with any of this junk that comes along with sickness. Today's the last day of it. I'm going to touch his clothes, and I'll be whole. Kick the front door open. Pressure. You're going to die. You're about to be stoned to death. Yeah, I wouldn't walk out there if I was you. Maybe if you could just get somebody to go over there and bring him to you. Maybe if you could just get him to pray over something, maybe touch it for you and bring it to you.
Amen.
That's not what her command of faith spoke, though.
No.
What her faith say?
Shall we hold?
What her faith say? If I shall touch what? I shall be what? So her faith was in getting out there, acting her faith and touching the hem of Jesus' garment. Correct? That's exactly what it was. Her faith wasn't in somebody going to get me. Her faith wasn't in somebody bringing a prayer cloth or something. Nothing wrong with that. Because Paul and everybody else, you know, they prayed over prayer cloths and things like that. And it works. It works. Amen. I've had them prayed over for me before. But her faith said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole.
Yes.
Amen. And so she had to get out and act her faith, right?
Yes.
Can we go back to Hebrews 11, please? Hebrews 11, 33, I think we is at. The passion, please. Sorry, I didn't tell you that. Through faith's power, they conquered kingdoms and established true justice.
Amen.
Their faith fastened. Amen. Their faith did what? What does fasten mean? Yeah, attached to. That's what when I think about fast, I think about like fastening down tractors and stuff to a trailer. You get straps, you put them on there to where if the trailer falls over, nothing's falling off. Tractor's going to stay just like that because I got it secured to whatever it's on.
Yes, sir.
Their faith fastened onto their promises and pulled them where?
Into reality.
Did her faith fasten onto the promises of God?
Yes.
It sounds like it because it obviously pulled it right into reality because as soon as she did what? Touched the hem of his garment, what happened? See, it looked like faith is taking her out here on a plank to die. That's what it looked like. If somebody else looking in, daughters, what if she had daughters and things? Mom, don't go out there. You're going to die.
Yeah.
Honey, just stay here. You know, I'll try to figure out how to get Jesus over here for you.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Her faith fastened on to her promises and pulled them into reality. Yes, ma'am, I agree. Thank you. And it was faith that shut the mouth of what? Lions. Amen. I agree. Let's look over at, turn over to 2 Kings real fast. We'll go to 2 Kings. I'll just read that one out of the King James. 2 Kings about 4, about verse 19. Thank you. Yes. And he said unto his father, my head. And he said to the lad, carry him to his what?
Mother.
Next. And when he had taken him, he brought him to his mother and sat on her knees till noon. And then what?
Died.
And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come again. Yeah. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be what?
Well.
I got a King James. If you got a King James, you'll have a number. If you got a study Bible, you'll have a number beside that word. Well, it's a number 5. And it, over in the margin, it says Hebrew. The Hebrew word for well means peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's keep reading. We'll keep reading. I'll go up to verse 26. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, it is well with thee. It is well with thy husband, and it is well with thy child. And she answered, it is what?
Well.
It is well. It's in my Bible, it's italicized, so they wasn't there in the original. Amen. They added, it is well. It's supposed to say peace. But if you continue reading, she continues saying, all is well. It is well. It is well. How? See, whenever you're in faith, Whenever you're in faith, peace is there. Just because you feel pressure doesn't mean it's not peace. What's on the inside of you not pushing on the outside? See, peace is always going to be on the inside of us when we're in faith, because we know once we speak the command of faith. That's why that lady with the issue of blood was not up in turmoil, was not worried, was not frightened about walking out. Why? Because the peace of God was on the inside of her. She spoke the command of faith, and with that, she already knows that she knows that she knows this is it. So the peace of God is on the inside of me, not worry and doubt. Although worry and doubt could be trying to come in, knocking right on the door, and if we allow it in, yes, it'll be there. But if we continue to stay in faith, peace will always be there. Yes. Amen. Because we know that we know. Because we know that we know. Right? Yes. Did she know that she know? Yes. Absolutely, or she wouldn't have walked outside into a crowd.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Go over to Matthew 7, please, about verse 24. We can, we'll go from 24 through 29. We'll read down the NIV first. Therefore, say amen when you get there. Amen. Amen. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on what? Amen. Go back, please. So, who is a wise person? What does he do? He builds his house on a rock, yes. But he hears these words of mine. What words? Amen. So, what words? The words of man. The words of who? Where are they at?
In the Bible.
So therefore, everyone who hears these words, the word of God of mine, but not just hears them. See, we can hear them and do nothing with them. And then walk around and ask the question, well, why isn't anything changing?
Yes.
Well, all of us can hear something. I can hear a message and you can hear a message. And if I apply it and you don't, you think we'll get the same result? So to... Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into what?
Practice.
Into practice. Then he's like a wise man who built his house on a rock.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Just because I read the Bible doesn't mean I built my house on a rock.
Nope. Amen. Amen.
But if I read this word of God and I put it into what?
Practice.
See, if you start reading the Word of God and you start looking at the natural, our natural life, it runs hand in hand almost.
Yes, sir.
With the things of spiritual things and natural things, because you just like if I played football, you think we just showed up every Friday to play football?
No.
We had to do what?
Practice.
We had to practice. We couldn't just show up and think that we had defeat another team that's been practicing and doing what they know and putting into practice all these things that they've learned,
right. Amen.
And show up and ready to make things happen. And then we just show up Friday and go, let's make it happen, guys.
Yeah.
Nobody will know the hut count. Nobody will know what plays are. You know, we're running, 38 strong or 32 strong. Our fullback to the left, fullback pulling. Well, pulling which way? What's a 38 strong? Why am I running it? What's everybody doing? It looked like it'd be funny to watch. I won't say that. But it would, they won't win. I very, very seriously doubt they won't win. So, like, I enjoy playing golf. Am I good at it? Absolutely. No. I can hit the ball and I'll watch it. And if I see it go this way, I'll go, I got another ball. All right. Got sidetracked. But I work on my hitting. I'll go out to a driving range and I'll just work on my hitting to get in practice so that I ain't just shaking a ball almost knocking somebody out over here on the other green or something, right? Just like anything in life, going to school, whenever they're teaching us something in class, what do we do after they teach us something? We have to practice what they just taught us. Why? So you'll know it. So you won't forget it. Because obviously they know something about, if you learn something and you write it down, you'll remember it. Right? So if we learn something from the Word of God and just start putting it into practice, will we forget it? Why? Because we're adapting that to our lifestyle now. Amen? We're running close. Where is we at? There we are. Therefore, everyone who hears the words of mine puts them into practice, he is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet, what happened to it? Why didn't it fall? Because his foundation was on the rock. Because he heard the word of God and put it into practice inside into his life. And then the storms of life came, but they didn't faze him. Why? Because he put into practice what he learned from the word of God.
Amen.
But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on what?
Sand.
On sand. Next, please. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great what?
Crash.
When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teachings. Because he taught as one who had authority and not as their what?
Teachers of the law.
Amen. Look that up in the Passion, please, if you don't mind. Let's start back at verse, 27? 4, 24. Everyone who hears my teaching and what?
Applies it.
Right? Applies it to his life can be compared to a wise man who built his house on an what?
Unshakable
foundation. Amen. Let the storm come. We got that foundation that's unshakable. We got that foundation regardless of the earthquake that tries to show up. It ain't going to move it. It can't knock us down.
Amen.
Amen. When the rains fell and the flood came with fierce winds beating upon his house, it stood firm because of its strong, what?
Amen.
See, once we get into the Word of God and then somebody comes up and says, hey, healing doesn't belong to you, we can just not laugh in their face. We're not here to be ugly, but we can just tell them, well, thank you for what you believe, but I believe something else.
Amen.
That's how you answer people like that. You don't laugh at them and go, well, you're dumb. You ain't never read the Bible? Because number one, you ain't doing nothing. You're not helping anybody. But if you can answer them like that and continue friends, then they can watch your life and see whose life actually works out better and see whose life is affected by the Word of God and whose isn't. And then once they see the reality of it, they'll come back to you. Hey, remember that one time I told you that healing didn't belong to you? I see that it's working for you.
Yeah.
Can you tell me why?
Amen.
Amen. But everyone who hears my teaching and does not apply it to his life can be compared to a foolish man who built his house on sand.
Mm-hmm.
When it rained and the flood came with wind and waves beating upon his house, it collapsed and was swept away.
Yes.
But by the time Jesus finished speaking, the crowds were dazed and overwhelmed by his teaching. Because his words carried such great authority. Hallelujah. Quite unlike their religious scholars.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, whenever we speak the word of God, it's carrying authority.
Amen.
There's authority behind it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now go over to chapter 8, please. Verse 1. You can write this down. Y'all obviously know it. James 1:22. It talks about don't merely listen to the word and deceive yourselves, but do what it says.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
That's James 1:22. Matthew 8:1. We can do it out of the King James. That's fun. When he was come down from the mountain, what followed him? Great multitudes. What'd they do? Who'd they follow?
Jesus.
Jesus. I agree. And behold, there came a what? And worshiped him, saying, Lord. Now, this will help us with if it's the will of God or not. Lord, if thou what? Thou canst make me what? See, he didn't question if God, Jesus could, did he?
No.
He said, I know you can, but if you will. Didn't he?
Yes.
So let's keep reading. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying what? And we know that Jesus only says what he hears the Father what? So if we know that he's only saying what God says, then we know what the will of God is concerning healing now.
Yeah. That's good.
Right?
Yeah.
Because Jesus, he said, I know you can, Jesus, but will you? I will. I will. Then what? Be thou clean. And what?
Immediately.
His leprosy was what?
Cleansed.
And Jesus said unto him, see that thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded. All right? For a testimony unto who?
Them.
He didn't need the testimony. He just had it firsthand, right?
Yeah.
We ain't got time, obviously. But if you look over, let me turn over there. It's in Leviticus, I believe, chapter 14. Don't turn there. We ain't got time to go to it. Really don't. Be all right.
Amen.
Yeah, I believe it's Leviticus. It talks about chapter 14, around in there. If you read that, you'll read what they had to do back then.
Yeah.
What he's talking about, what he commanded Moses to do whenever people were unclean.
Yep.
He'll sit there and talk about it, and then it'll talk about these two doves. You got to kill one, sprinkle the blood on the other one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And then it talks about an earthen vessel that they used.
Yeah.
That sounds just like Jesus.
Amen.
Because the blood took away all sickness and disease, cleansed us.
Amen.
Cleansed us.
Amen.
Amen. And he was the earthen vessel. He was the earthly vessel, correct?
Yes.
You ought to go back and just kind of look at that. It's really interesting.
Yes.
Obviously, like I said, we just don't have the time. Amen. A few things I want to say. This man made a decision that day. He said, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what I see. And I don't care what they say. I'm leaving different than I came.
Yes.
Right? Sometimes we just got to make the decision. Something put hope on the inside of him that got him to Jesus. Y'all realize that? Because obviously they had to wear just rags. They really had to walk around, yell unclean. And this is another incident. There was a great crowd around Jesus, but yet it says that he fell down at his feet and worshiped him. And said, God, I know, Jesus, I know you can. Because obviously the things that I've been hearing is that you've been delivering people from sickness and disease, delivering people from evil spirits. You've been healing people everywhere. So I know that you can. Right? Because why else would he come up to Jesus and say that?
Yeah.
Unless that he understood, yes, Jesus can heal me.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go up to somebody and say, hey, I believe you can do this and not really know.
Right.
I mean, you can, but it'd be kind of dumb on our part to do it, right? Yes, I agree. Amen. And so he obviously believed it. He had an expectation, which is what? Hope, right? So hope was there, but faith was just not there yet.
Yeah.
Was it? Because see, he understood. Jesus, I understand you can, but I don't know if you will.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me see. He came to Jesus, but there's only one thing that was stopping him from stepping out in faith and taking hold of his miracle. And that was just, he didn't know. He didn't believe, he wasn't standing in faith about it, right? But as soon as Jesus helped his faith,
yes.
How'd he help his faith?
He said, I will.
Amen. And so then faith just blew up on the inside of him. He said, all right then. Right? Because at first, if you can't be in faith and say, if it's your will. The only way that we can pray, if it be thy will, is if, like, if God, just consecrating ourselves to God, saying, God, if it's your will, then I'll go to Africa.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Because, see, do you want to go to Africa? I don't either. But if it's God's will for us to go to Africa, we would go to Africa.
Yes.
Right? That's the only time you can pray, if it be your will, God. Because you don't know his will concerning your life until you find out. But then again, that might change every day.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I know some of y'all are thinking, well, I don't agree with that. Well, you ought to read the Bible a little bit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because the only time Jesus said, if it be thy will, what? Take this cup from me. He understood it was his will for it to happen. But he said, but if not, I understand I have to do this, but I don't want to because I know what it's going to take.
Yeah.
But yet he still did it. And for us to consecrate our lives to Jesus, to God, and say, if it's your will, God, I'll go to Africa. If it's your will for me to go to Africa, I will. If it's your will for me to stay here, then I will. If it's your will for me to preach, then I will. See, you don't know the will of God until you ask, and then he'll say, yeah, I want you to go here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all's looks are like, ah, you're crazy. It's all right. It's all right. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And so he was taking hold of his miracle, right? He was convinced Jesus could heal him. He just didn't know if Jesus would. And so Jesus answered the question for him. He said, you know, Lord, I know you can, but will you? And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. And what happened?
He was clean.
Absolutely. Amen. Look over. Can we go back to Matthew 15? Did we read that one yet? Matthew 15, please. Matthew 15, 21. Son, time is just flying. So, y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all take a couple more?
Yes, sir.
Is it all right? Are you sure?
Yes.
Amen. Matthew 15, sorry, I didn't tell you the Passion. Will you pull up the Passion, please? I'm going to do the Passion and the Living. Amen. Matthew 15, 21. It says, then Jesus left and went north into the non-Jewish region of Lebanon, right? He encountered there a Canaanite woman who screamed out to him, Lord, son of David, show mercy to me. My daughter is horribly afflicted by a demon that torments her. But Jesus answered, but Jesus did what?
Never answered her.
How many of us would got mad at the preacher right then? So his disciples said to him, so obviously since he didn't answer, she went to the disciples, right? Obviously, or the disciples wouldn't have came up and said to him, why do you ignore this woman who is crying out to us now? Right?
Yep.
I mean, we can all see it, correct? Yes. Go ahead. Jesus said, I've only been sent to the lost sheep of Israel. But she came and bowed down before him and said, Lord, help me. Jesus responded, it is not right for a man to take bread from his children and throw it out to the dogs. Son, right there, somebody would have probably been trying to shake him. Right? Who is he?
calling me a dog.
Yeah.
Right? You're right, Lord, she replied. But even the puppies, hallelujah, get to eat the crumbs that fall from the prince's table. Then Jesus answered her, dear woman, your faith is strong. What? Turn over to Mark 11, 24, please. Mark 11, 24 in the King James. I want y'all to see it. I'll stop here. Amen. I'll stop here. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you what?
Desire.
What things soever you what?
Desire.
When you pray, believe that ye receive them, and you shall what?
Have them.
Amen. Can you receive them before you believe for it?
No,
you can't. Amen. So turn back over to Matthew 15, 20, what was it, 7? Please, in the Passion. 28. What you desire will be done for you. And at that very moment, her daughter was what? From the demonic torment. Amen. We'll stop there. Amen. We'll finish it up later on. Did y'all get anything?
Amen.
Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for your word this morning. I thank you, Father God, we are doers of the word, not just hearers only. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Father God, that we'll leave changed and we'll continue to grow from your word. We'll continue to feed our faith on your word. And so we thank you for it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to allow Clint to dismiss y'all. I'll meet you.